I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
Yeah.
Oh. Good after night. Hello. Good morning.
Good after morning.
Good after midnight.
It's a midnight there, not here.
Whatever. This is what's real.
This just got very real.
It's always been real. Actually, I dialed the realness down a little bit. It was too real.
Is it because you were chewing?
No. Yes. Maybe. I was. Not.
You're chewing while you're saying you're not chewing.
You're breathing while you're not even talking about breathing.
You got me there. You fucker.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So Wyatt attempted to fix my sound. Here's hoping.
Oh, gosh. Well, yeah.
Crossing fingers emoji.
And if so, we can get back to the legitimate setup of just recording things on the computer like sane barn animals and then transferring said files from there instead of being like, oh, but use your telephone and your Roomba. Make sure to back it up on your Roomba. And if you could, like, summon a Terminator from the future, get him to record it as well.
Oh, that's funny. Wait, okay, recording volume. Oh, my sound playback.
Please tell me you're recording this.
No, I am. It's gold. I just don't know how to turn down the volume for what I'm hearing. I think I did it.
Pump down the volume.
No, shoot. That wasn't what I meant to do. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Pump up the peanut butters.
Pump up the peanut butters.
Yeah, maybe the way.
Yeah, I don't know how to. I don't know. I don't know.
Instead
how to
of
train.
Lowering your volume, why don't you just raise life? Oh.
I don't know if that means it's too late.
It's too late to know what that means.
Yeah, there is. There's a witching hour for which I can stay awake until, but not after.
I'm more partial to the wear hours because that's cooler. It's a full moon. There's wolves and dudes. Well, wear ladies.
Where women?
Where my where ladies at?
It's they. It's where they now.
Wouldn't they just all present themselves? Because werewolves, dudes are like, hey, yeah, they're the vocal ones, and then the ladies like, come and get it, because you said hey. There's a difference.
If they didn't dress like that, so
these slut wolves. Hey. Randall, get a load of that slutty werewolf over there. Hey, I'd like to take a piece of that.
See, you know, that kind of bad behavior, it crosses boundaries into even the animal kingdom that we had not known before. But if those hussies hadn't dressed the way that they had, then they had it coming.
Did you say huskies? Or
good one. I think they're descendants of those wolves.
I descended.
Wait.
The testicle from the buffalo.
But where did they come from? Mm-hmm. I had to.
Obviously.
I said one the other day that was so good. I really should start writing them down, but I didn't know when we would cast again.
No one could have predicted such rough seas ahead.
So rough.
Oh. It's jello. Oh my gosh, we could be drinking this whole time.
I could nearly remember the terrors of this jello. You know, the ocean was a very jello-like consistency. Oh, I was in a tub of jello.
If I was God, that's what I'd do. I'd dump a bunch of gelatin into the oceans and be like, I've got you.
Have fun, whales.
Oh. That's kind of his speed, though. God will genocide a motherfucker to just get at some dude with a beard. He'd be like, ha ha ha, I punked you. Everybody's dead.
It's like the purple person. Oh my god, it is too late. Ugh. Thanos. It's like a snap, but it's different. Because it's for Jesus. And he's good. But sometimes like, he can get like a little mad. Well, God, yeah.
What the hell?
The Trinity, or whatever.
Oh. Yeah. Zelda. It's called a Triforce, I think.
Triforce?
Yeah. Link tries to save the princess. We're talking about the same thing.
It's the same thing. They're both good.
I liked Wind Waker, but Phantom Hourglass was better.
I don't know what you're saying. Stop chewing. If I did that, you would get so mad at me later in editing.
If I stop chewing, I will stop eating, and I need to do that right now.
Okay. Mm. What are you eating?
I want to say.
Jason, you have to tell us. You owe that.
You can't.
You owe us that.
I mean, my God, you people can't tell based off of the lip smacking. Like,
I'm guessing pizza or a sandwich.
It was a sandwich.
Was it a Reuben?
No, I'm
a
not.
A French dip?
I will only deli? Eat female sandwiches.
That's how you get that roast beef. Oh, too far even for me.
Oh, God.
Oh. Oh. No.
That is unsettling.
I regret. I don't even remember what movie it was when they said that. And then my mind just went, oh, Lord, Jesus in heaven.
Now I have to eat again.
Erase. I just threw it all
just
out.
Just erased
through
all
my
that.
Jowls.
Speaking of which, you know, there should be like a, there could be a name, a German word for like puke-pression-schosen. Puke.
Well, there it was.
Regurgia-pukesen. Or postpartum de pukesen. Something. Because that feeling of when like you're hungover, like, and you're like, oh, God.
But, I wouldn't know, but go on.
Yeah, right.
JK.
When you're hungover and you're like, oh, man, I need to get some food in this. I feel a little bit woozy, but I got, like, my stomach saying, eat some food right now. And you're like, all right, stomach, I will go do that. And then you go buy, like, you eat, like, half a pizza or something and drink it. And then you're like, oh, my stomach was lying to me.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of a dirty little lie because... like for me, I mean, like if I were to imagine if I were to get so drunk to have a hangover, yeah.
Yeah, be intoxicated, obviously.
Right, as I've seen in movies or explained to me by others.
I think I read about that in a book once.
I read about it, and here's how I would imagine it would feel.
One of the characters had consumed a Zima about 20 minutes prior, and they were acting just crazy.
First of all, it takes me 2.5 glasses to feel anything, and that's at a really nice pace. I don't know
shocking
why.
Admission.
Shocking. Wow, all it really took is you insulting my taste in alcohol. I really went over the edge there.
Yeah, peer pressure. Peer pressure.
Peer pressure. I don't drink cheap shit.
My name is Jason Emery, and I'm not an alcoholic, and you're a bunch of pussies. Peace out.
Oh, they're like, dude, set down your Zima and come back. And what'd you say?
Dude, who wants to go follow Jason? He seems cool and got it together. Like, us alcoholics should go follow him.
So I do. One day in your life, back to alcoholism. Boom.
I'm the Pied Piper, except instead of playing a flute, I'm playing a beer bong just at the front. Just like drinking it.
Oh, one of your glass vodka bottles, yeah.
Yeah, no, I have an Uncle Sam. I have a man dressed as Uncle Sam, half Uncle Sam, half Santa. Uncle Santa holding the beer bong for me on stilts.
I think Uncle Santa's a little cooler than Santa Claus.
Uncle Santa would have to be black too, right? Just from a historical context, just to add a little bit.
He already is. I don't even think
Uncle and he just sells out black people all the time. He's like, that kid's a piece of shit. So you don't know that Uncle Santa? He's black. Oh my God, Uncle Santa!
Uncle Santa!
You can't. This is 2020. We are BLM. I would think you would be on board with this. These Negroes need to get Uncle Santa. Stop it.
Uncle Santa, you can't give him any more flutes of those drinks.
Take his flutes away. He has a quiver of them. He's too tall. We can't get him tall.
No, Uncle Santa, no.
Stop, please, stop playing that lively flute tune. It's rousing people of color in your direction, and then you just yell at them, and they don't know how to feel about that.
I feel like we know Uncle Sam. Do we know him?
Yeah, I think so. Well, I think that we white people embody the spirit of Uncle Santa. The black.
We? I'm not.
Santa.
Oh.
If you don't, because that's because of your white privilege.
Oh, I don't see holidays. They're all the same. So
they're all days to just get completely shit-faced to me.
Circles back to I drink good wine. Exactly.
So, and if it's good wine, then it's not bad to drink it.
It's not. How can something so good be so bad except the next day?
So facto. You know, the only reason that you're hungover is because you stopped drinking. The more you know.
Oh, that's going to be a good one.
I'm going to start a company that's just like Jason's saline alcohol drip. And it's literally just like, instead of a sleep apnea machine, it's like, hey, actually, you know, if you're drunk, you don't need your sleep apnea machine either. It's like.
Not for long.
It could be like, you know, the same way that drunk people survive a car accident. Yeah. I feel like drunk people survive.
Yeah, because they're all bendy
hazards.
Like babies. Yeah.
Yeah, like you'll just flop around a whole bunch and puke until you don't die.
Okay, but also the liver has to do some work there and some filtration. So there's really
Obviously, we're going to have a nutrient balanced drip in your neck.
Okay. So it keeps you there. Yeah,
like, if that was a thing, that should be it. That at least should be a thing.
I mean,
because there are services now where you can have someone just come to your house and actually give you a saline an intravenous injection.
Oh,
rich people do that. They'll be like,
door to door. That's nice.
Yeah, they'll just come plug in with a bunch of B vitamins and head out. Yeah. You can have the same thing like a home. Some sort of plug-in or something where at
just
night
keep just, me there so I don't gotta come down. I mean, it's 2020. Yeah.
Exactly. It could be like not party time, but like your drip makes it so you're still, you don't wake up with a hangover and you're not overloading your liver.
Oh, so like brings you down slowly or just keeps you there?
If you want.
Right.
There's like a stereo dial that goes up to 11.
Yeah, it's where it dials it back up at like a certain time.
Yeah, you can program it.
Ready to get lit again.
I just saw a competition, like a weight training, like interactive device that it would show you real live, like, feedback, how like powerful of a pull you just like how much pounds of force you just apply to the machine. Mm-hmm. You could do that, like gamify it. It's like, how tanked was I when I was sleeping last night? Way more than you douchebags. Haha, I win. And then you die in the morning because you won that contest.
Well, you did win.
You did win. I mean,
you like die a winner, right? Very soon.
So you see, like in the morning, you have just enough wherewithal just. Uncurl your middle finger a little bit at the webcam and be like, beep.
Jason, I feel like you've thought this through. This is good. It's a fun way for you to go.
Well, if there are, and well, I won't say very much, but if there are any investors listening, even half of an investor.
I'm ready.
Like if an investor had just experienced a severe industrial accident, boating accident, and is recuperating in a hospital and is like, you know what? That's not a half bad idea. But,
Oh. I see what you did there.
Yeah. I cut a guy in half in my mind.
Well, you know, half a guy is worth more than 45 being president.
Yeah. Well, technically, if we're talking percentages, then 50 is higher than 45. But also, I agree with your point.
I don't want to be technical, but I'm still a dick, so I will.
I would rather not split hairs, but I did bring my automatic hair splitter with me, and it would be a shame not to use it.
There's really only so many opportunities, you know?
And it is huge. You see that big machine sitting. Yes, that's it. That's it. And because I lugged it out here, I'd like to use it. Thank you.
It's quite the contraption. I'd really like to show it off.
I got it for Christmas 2 years ago. I haven't found a reason to use it. Will you just give me this for Christmas?
I'm calling Uncle Santa.
Get him out of here. Hey, y'all need what you should do
is re-enslave
the colors, Uncle Santa. Knock it off. Slavery is not where we're headed. Well, you elected a Donald Trump president. Well, we said a negotiable that we did that. Whatever you say.
I think the world was better when Uncle Santa was incarcerated inside of a candy cane jail. My alarm system, when it arms itself, it goes, all arms. But I think it's saying home is armed. But I think she has a speech impediment. I don't know. All there's arms.
There's a black man dead outside of a candy cane jail. What was the murder weapon? Diabetes.
Oh, yeah. That would be appropriate.
You know, he got free. He was free, but then both of his feet fell off. And
he succumbed to the ice.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, they say if you don't have your toes, like, you can't, like,
and then,
grip to stand.
And then he washed underneath the ice preserve for eons until he was discovered by a scientist's family of Arctic seals.
A family of eels, Arctic seals.
Seals.
Oh,
seals.
I thought you said sea eels.
Isn't that what a seal is?
See?
Is that not what a seal is?
The fatter ones, yeah.
And then the scientists, sea eels, reconstructed this man into Uncle Santa. And so was born the legend, descended from the North Pole, with his opinions about progressivism and individuality.
Hold on, I got some memes for you kids. Well, Uncle Santa, no.
I love the idea of a black former slave making it through the ranks to become the iconic Uncle Sam and then turning against his own, but also against still being against the white people, too.
He's yeah.
He's like, you know what? I learned a lot when I got these robot stilt legs. And what I want to tell you is you're all pieces of shit, especially the blacks. Oh, Uncle Santa.
Uncle Santa, you are black.
You know what? Skin color is a matter of opinion. I don't know. I guess.
Hey, this prove voice, it.
you prove the different. No, I guess that this is the voice of the line the other day. I don't know where it's gonna be. A voice that just randomly somewhere in my act, I would just say, my fingers smell like cheese.
Why would you say
and
that?
And then the next line, I'm like, and I'm lactose intolerant.
You said lactose?
No, you said lactose in your mind. I said lactose. You're just thinking about Uncle Santa because he's a living legend.
He's at the forefront of my North Pole in my brain. Oh my God, I thought you said lactose intolerant.
I mean, that could be a thing.
That could be a thing. Lactose intolerant pills. Maybe people need more of this.
A milk, like it just. you could have a milk if the chocolate milk is called lactose.
Oh! It has to be chocolate.
It just is. I mean, it didn't have to be. Let's not assign it any, you know.
No, it's definitely not. Let's step away very clearly from this. But it just, I mean, if it already is.
Hey, you know, I'm just saying that some races are inferior. What? What? That makes me a racist? Okay. Okay. Okay.
Uncle Santa, no. Jason's like, that was me.
Yeah, Uncle Santa, shut up.
You're just smacking around.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't get the notion of people when they say, though, that race... that there's no biological difference between people when they're it's like reverse engineer, like you're just undoing the words that got us to where we're at, where they're like, you know, all people have the same basic genetic makeup. And it's like, yeah, no, I get we're all people, but that guy's black and that other guy's Asian and I'm white, as I'm painfully white. That's what, like, we made up a word called race for that. Those
well,
are
you
the
just
want
to be more like them. You're so jealous.
Oh, for sure. I wish that I had charisma and focus. You know, I didn't just pick those other races for no reason. I'm jealous of them.
Yeah.
And I might. Oh, interracial Frankenstein. Yeah, that's what's up.
Oh.
You get a Frankenstein, Dr. Frankenstein's like, you know what? I'm crazy as shit, but I'm also progressive as shit. And
oh, yeah.
And I don't want, I want my monster to be hated for his misunderstanding of the subtleties of humanity. Not because he's white, okay?
Green-white. He is kind of a green-white guy, yeah.
And well, I mean, I think his turn's green. But I want everyone to be able to not relate equally to this monster. So I'm going to comprise him of all of the parts and we all know what color certain things will be, and let's just not say about those things. I'm talking, of course, about eyes. Asian people have huge eyes. What are you thinking about?
Not saying anything else.
Okay. Yeah, and I'd also like to just attach, like, since everyone seems pretty all about, like, Wolfkin and stuff like that, I'm going to be putting wings on this thing. So if it flies, I don't know, maybe like a penguin. That would be awesome. If it was like Frankenstein.
Useless he's got some, wings.
He's got, well, no, like penguins, they fly underwater. It's like,
oh,
it's
like sailing. They're like, they've got their rudders.
Well, like sharks. I mean, sharks don't sail. Sailing is what people do on the top of the water because we are not cool. But penguins, they look clumsy as shit, but when they get underwater, same thing with lobsters.
Oh, so true.
They don't, lobsters pretty much fly underwater also, but on land or any other time, they look clumsy as hell.
Yeah, they don't fly very well when they're in my mouth.
So that, yeah, they fly right into my belly. But I would like to attach wings of some sort to have like a Pegastein or something.
Mm-hmm.
That would be pretty savage.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, come to think of it, why
it
put
would
a
be
bunch
bougie
of
too.
Why make a bunch of human parts into a human? Make a bunch of human parts into
booch.
A Pegastein.
Booch.
What's a booch?
Instead of saying a bunch, you said a booch.
You know what? That's
wait
how they
you
say
hear
it
on playback. And where in Canada?
In Canada.
What'd you say?
Canada.
Yeah.
Thanks for interrupting my Pegastein story to make fun of a word that I said wrong.
Oh no, was that in the right direction?
Let's go ahead and hold on. Stop that roll, guys. Stop that roll. There's a piece of paper. Oh, nope, never mind. Okay, it's over? Whoops. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, because your story was headed somewhere magical.
It was already in mid-rainbow. I mean, all that was left was to crest the magical horizon into a hidden valley where there's a ranch that is delicious. I am led to believe.
Oh, that ranch.
Yeah, man. Everyone on that ranch has got to be fat as shit.
Woo! Well, no, like, not
that's
if
your
you're
idea
keto.
Of a salad.
That's
shit. God. What the hell does a steak look like in that valley?
Very good.
I know. It's
I
delicious.
Assume.
It will actually physically murder you. Like, it won't even... It actually gets, while you're eating it, you're like, oh, it's so good. And then the second half just gets off the plate and slits your throat. And you're like, oh, it's worth it.
Oh, so dark. What did you eat again? What kind of sandwich?
It was a Hidden Valley steak. Why do you think you don't see those in our grocery stores?
In the groceries. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Mm-mm.
Did you know that when you make guacamole and it starts to turn brown, it's just the oxidation? It's fine. If you smell it, it's fine. You can eat it.
Yeah, did you know that if you leave meat out for 2 days, you can still eat it?
Jason?
You can.
Why? Because you've done it.
Yeah, I do it all the time.
We call it murder meat when we leave it out too long. We're like, no, you eat it.
I call the other meat wuss meat because it's
wait,
like,
2 days?
Oh, your meat has to be perfect. Well, because, like, you know, just go watch Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou? Like,
yeah, I
was
like
talking
that.
To Clarkson about this, or I quoted this movie.
I have a theory.
The mm-hmm. And well, no, Henny, there's just the line, I slaughtered this horse last Tuesday.
Oh.
I do believe it's starting to turn.
I love that little guy.
We have the luxury of, refrigeration and of having stockpiled grocery stores and things like that.
Right.
And we're just wussifying our stomachs because, like, our stomachs, other than just eating straight, like, poison or arsenic or getting bitten by a snake or something, mm-hmm. our stomachs are harbingers of reactions. So whatever you give it's like having a, like, I believe eating aged meat, if we will call it such a thing, will actually increase your gut biome in a positive aspect. That people, they're like, I'll spend $50 on some probiotics, but as soon as my hamburger's been sitting out for 20 minutes, ew, it's gross, it's dead, get rid of it. That's backwards thinking to me. I feel like lots of things grow lots of places, and there's living things that grow in the meat, and if it doesn't kill you, it literally makes you stronger.
Just because it hasn't killed you yet. Now when you go, I'll be like, it was definitely in the meat. How many days
now,
this time?
But now I could eat, like, a week old meat that's just sitting out, and I'd be like, ah, and I'd have like a savage poop, and then but that would be better than the dead person next to me who I'm laughing at while I'm just like, ha, 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 ow, 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 ow. It turns into laugh crying after a while.
Yeah, it does, like, really hurt.
I'm just crying with joy, but also I just can't mask the pain either, so it's just a ball of just...
I like how you made yourself laugh with that one.
You know, I did. It was good. That was some quality comedy right there.
Mm-hmm.
That was some high-brow poop humor right there.
That's the only kind you produce, I thought.
Mm-hmm. Especially after it's been aged for a week to a perfection.
Oh, speaking of aging for a week, I feel like I've aged.
Asian for a week?
No, I feel like I've aged 5 years in 1 week with what the hell is going on in our world right now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not, I mean, there's a lot going on, but at least our doofus in chief is doing a great job.
You know how normally the presidency, like with Obama, you could noticeably see because he has black hair.
Yeah.
Notice, like, ages you quickly. Yeah. Trump's presidency is doing that to the to everybody else.
Because he keeps turning orange.
Well, like, because everything is reversed, and also, like, he's not affected by any of this. He's a lizard that just keeps, he's like a rock. It's like, I just peed on that rock. It's like, now that rock's just covered in pee. It's the same rock. But we're, on the other hand, us people, like, it really is like he reversed the feed, because I feel like we all, I think, feel like we've aged 10 years in the last four.
It really does feel this way.
And then to the people who didn't do anything useful, like, how bad does that feel for them? Because it's like, oh, man, you guys did even less, because even more time sort of passed, like, logically speaking. So, like, that's, like, you fucked up times 10. Like, you fucked up in dog years, man.
Jason, you could be talking to one of our three listeners, so be careful.
And I think that they know that they're a self-selecting audience by now, so... Everything terrible that I say applies to everybody listening to it currently.
Yeah, because you came here.
Yeah. You.
Bad idea.
I don't come to your house and listen to the silence that engulfs your miserable existence, do I? No, I don't.
I don't, because I don't travel a lot.
Yeah, and that's outside. I consider your house part of outside, and that's
the outside place. Mm-hmm.
That's the quiet place. Speaking, okay, non sequitur. Yeah. I think I said this on another episode. The quiet place.
You have said that before.
No one's. Yeah, like 10 seconds ago. No one in that universe has heard of an improvised explosive device. All I hear about in the news, well, 10 years ago, back when it was fashionable, IED. Here's, meet my cousin, IED. She's holding an IED.
That's a weird name. Go on.
All I heard of, well, I mean, IED, like IDY. It's like, her name's Itabella.
No, 80.
We call her IED.
No.
I do like Itabella.
That's the newest one. It's heading down now.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But all these people, like, what, Jim from The Office has never heard of an improvised, I find that hard to believe. Like, just a bunch of crap, there's got to be a bunch of military surplus sitting around, a grenade, rocket launchers, a trash bag filled with cans that's on a rope that you made up earlier, like... I think that I haven't seen the sequel. In the sequel, you see people trapping and stuff, but their son died. They had years to figure that out. If they had figured out, hey, oh, if I'm just holding a grenade and my son turns on the stupid airplane, if I throw the grenade as far as I can, the things go over there. No, we don't care enough to plan up. Like, come on, universe, flesh yourself out.
So you have some discrepancies.
There's some, I am holding some discrepancies, yes. They are mine.
And I can't set them down, and they are heavy.
Well, it's kind of like shards of glass. I'm holding them safely, and I feel like handling them, over-handling them just is just opening yourself up to more risk.
Mm-hmm. I do understand.
I do not.
Mm.
And and I could go on. I could say...
Please don't.
I could rant about Get Out. That movie also underperforming in my face.
Thank goodness we turned this into a movie critic session.
I don't know why it did, but Anyway, so moving on. Well, get out didn't need racism in it, and then the end. That's all I have to say. You can go back and listen to the other episode where I clarify why, because it could have been a better movie without racism. Oh, I get it. Hamilton is all the rage, and so
have you watched it?
No,
me neither.
I'm afraid of it. It's like the
Jason.
It's like the McMuffin of musicals.
Shoot. Yeah, they did the adaptation, all that. It's funny. We had someone that we lived with on Bainbridge who had such a flex about it. She was like, you know, watching it on Disney brought me back to when I flew to New York and saw it live for the first time.
Oh, yes.
And
I'm just like, of course, but.
No, it's hardly the same. But you peons might enjoy it.
Of course, I can think of it, but you can't, which makes me what, better or worse than you? Probably better.
I'm assuming better. I have to go to Pilates.
I don't think I would be bringing it up if it made me look bad.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Physically incapable.
She is white, so that's funny.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing it, but I'm just worried because it's one of those things. It's like, it's so good that either I'm going to be let down or it actually is going to be that good and I'm just going to be like, oh man, well, fuck my art or something. So
exactly. Yeah, we can't put something up there as a counterbalance to yours because that's going to make you rethink everything. And JC is so fragile.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm like a delicate chandelier shaking gently at the top of the very theater that Hamilton is being performed. Yeah. I'm like, everyone's like kind of looking up distracted. I'm like, oh good, I can ruin the performance. And then I become part of the show and they're like, then it's like, damn you, Lin-Manuel, stop improvising. How dare you be so talented?
And then you, the chandelier, like, damn it.
and then just at the end of the night, you just see the janitor sweeping up like cartoonish piles of trash, even though it's like a fancy theater. And then you just see like this, as the lights get shut down, just the sparkling, sad shaking. and then cut to black. And then maybe when everything shuts down to black, you hear the chandelier shatter into a million pieces on the floor. And then some version of a chandelier yelling, damn it! I don't know how a chandelier yells damn it, but it would at that point.
Well, if it were you, you'd find a way.
Yeah, certainly would. Mm-hmm. I certainly would.
I think I'm gonna watch it. I just haven't had time. You would think in the middle of a pandemic lockdown, pre-lockdown to regular lockdown time, I'd have time, but I don't. Because we're actually running conditioning for like our high schools and stuff. 6 foot distance, people are wearing masks. We're doing a great job. Great.
You guys are only running 6 feet? That doesn't seem very far.
Well, it's not a good workout.
It's a terrible plan. I'm doing
really
badly
bad
at my job.
We gotta stay in this bubble.
Yeah, each person gets a closet, and then we just say, go nuts. Go nuts in there. Seven
get
minutes
to
of hell.
It. Yeah, actually won't like it. Yeah,
literally the polar opposite of 7 minutes in heaven.
Yeah,
is a coach yelling at you to go in a closet and perform cardio for 7 minutes?
Cardio, a lot of body weight exercises.
It's like, do 7 minutes of burpees in there.
I was just gonna say, it's burpees.
That would be like burpees or maybe like pull ups or sit ups or something. Of course, yes, there'd be a limited range of motion.
But, yeah.
Maybe a treadmill. If the closet had a treadmill, it would open up a lot of
options.
If you're
over 6 foot and you try to do a burpee, nope. Your head will hit your head in your box.
Put him in a treadmill closet. Now.
Now.
That's why we've got those, because the tall guys, they were getting away with too much.
You know the maximum height you can be in a submarine is like 6'6", I think, because then you would just hit your head on everything.
Yeah, well, that makes sense.
I mean,
do they have
I was just telling you in case, because you're like super tall.
What do you think those the hair restrictions are like in those situations, too? Because, you know, that military got all kerfuffled. I wanted to say real quick, there could be trampolines for short people in the closet. Midgets, like, that's all. And babies.
I had to.
No. I call trampoline. there's that whole kerfuffle with the headwear and the black people. I'm all for the proper parts of BLM that are like, yeah, we just want, you know, stop beating us to death all the time and that sort of thing. And fair treatment would be better.
I think it's a fair request.
But then the hair guidelines, that's not for nothing. Like I know that, like, a lot of people took issue. They're like, oh, you can't wear your hair natural and stuff. It's like, if you're going to be wearing a helmet or you're going to be sitting in, like, in rows and people need visibility or, like, in general, big hairstyles.
I think it's a uniformity. Yeah, like what you're saying.
That's what I mean. It's a functionality
anyway.
Thing. The army is a machine. You can't have a bunch of hair in a machine. Like, that's like they shave everybody's heads traditionally.
Yeah, you can take your hair anywhere else. Literally anywhere. Yeah. But yeah, you're right. Like, it to fit a helmet or anything.
So, I mean, I guess any maybe logistical or like, administrative roles probably, you know, you can, and they probably do loosen those restrictions. So, I don't know. That's just a little tangent there. That was like, oh, wait, no, it was a. The hair fitting. We were talking about something else. Now I can't remember. That's what reminded me of that. The hair. The hair. Hey, you know, more power to the folk. I'm jealous of people with full heads of hair, no matter what size or shape. But
we know that about you.
It's got to be. It's got to be functional. You want to. You want to be in this man's army.
Your
Uncle,
army.
Uncle Santa. He knows. You know what? I shaved all my hair off when it was scorched by the fires of napalm. I have since been ridiculed as a pariah from the north. They called me the Great Black Sasquatch.
Oh, goodness.
A name which I wear with pride.
Uncle Santa, he's just popping off.
Yeah, he's lively. He's a lively one. He done some thinking under that ice. He done did some thinking under there. That was a quiet place for him to do some thinking.
There's some thinking.
You just see, there's like cut to the quiet place transitional montage of Uncle Santa just drifting back into his own mind away from the ice flow. You just see him and then he starts to think, maybe I'm in a real equal. He's going through the machinations of possibly being racist or not.
We know a few people who should go through those machinations.
Yeah. Jesus Christ was a white man. No. I want to see that montage while he drifts into the quiet place. You just see all of those thoughts intersperse themselves. Why is the peach color called color?
Goodness me. He's an interesting character, that one.
Yeah, he's got a lot, like, he knows a lot about stuff that doesn't even seem like it's congruent with his existence, actually.
Not at all. You know,
if he was under the ice for hundreds of years, how would he know about Crayola? That doesn't even make sense.
I haven't used crayons in forever. You know, when I really made that big switch back in, like, sixth grade to colored pencils, I just don't know the
Yeah, there's no looking back.
Really.
You're like...
No.
Crayons. It's like I basically took a crayon and wrapped it in adulthood.
Oh, very sexy. And then, then you graduate to those fine point markers. Ooh, goodness me. The vibrancy.
Oh, man. Talk about vibrance.
You know, but also at the same time, like, I don't see color. So.
Yes, and it makes coloring difficult.
It really does.
It's like, Katrina, that looks like shit. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
I don't see color.
I don't see color. All lives matter.
Clearly you did not.
Oh. Well, I thought that was fun today, how they put the Black Lives Matter in front of Trump Tower. That was cute.
That's hilarious.
That was great. It was so great. It was
I wish it was, I guess it is kind of like a goldy orange, but I wish they'd used gold paint, because then it would have been like his color in his color.
We're going to use your color against you. Wait.
You dipshit.
You guys had an almost lynching over there in your neck of the woods.
Yeah, I know. That was fun. I mean, wait, no, I wasn't involved in that.
No.
At all. For any reason. I didn't.
You should
wasn't me on that.
I know you're not, but that. Yep. Well, I
guys,
didn't see you in the video, so you're like.
Closet supremacist here.
Right. Nice try.
Nice try. That's what that is. That's a nice try. That's a real nice try you got there.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Is that a bat?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. That just came out of left field, and then I don't know. Like day drinking. Plus murder. Seems like kind of a bummer to me, no matter what the reason was for. I'm just like, you know, thinking about floating a river or simply shitting myself and passing out. You know, the elegance of passing out on your porch as well.
Or your balcony, safely.
Balcony, your raised porch, if you will.
That's good.
There's a lot. Yeah, there's a lot of things that you could do when you're day drinking. Murdering just seems like a lot of a really just a hassle.
Well, it would have to be quite, you're right, like quite an undertaking. And also, not just any murder, lynching. That's a lot of skill. Can you never do that, though?
Yeah, these people? I wish I could have been the random white guy to walk up and be like, hey, guys, I got a rope swing over here. You guys want to swing into the lake? I mean,
I know. He's like, I'm here having fun. It does not seem that you guys are in a good mood.
Yeah.
Like, they were going crazy. I couldn't even watch too much of the video. It was really, really bad.
Yeah, most of those, if I can't even, I don't even watch them. I'll look at pictures and, like, I do the reaction tweets. That's how I watch the video, is by how people describe it. And when I dip in, that's why I don't watch them very often, because I can't watch much. I'm with you.
Here's the thing. I was scrolling, and it said something about, like, the condition of the two women in Seattle that were literally driven down.
You wanted to see what condition their condition was in.
No, like, as I'm scrolling, they were like, you know, the women, and I was just like, oh, yeah, did they survive? And no, tiny corner in the left is the clip of the video. And I was like, oh, my God, I didn't want to see that. And I can't get it out of my head. It's horrific.
Mm.
And the person literally was driving to do that. Like, swerve around and then, like, took a hard left.
Yeah.
Very bad.
I fear that our media is getting quite explosively graphic these days. Like, we're desensitized to the point where now people are getting used to just seeing that fucked up kind of video all the time, which,
like,
I
like the ones that say this is, you know, this is like a warning almost, like this is content if you click on it. And I'm like, I don't. I just keep going.
I don't know. To me, seeing is beyond believing, you know? I gotcha. I have believability maximum. I saw there's a picture and there's a little snippet of photo evidence and then several in a trending topic. And I feel like it's almost like the way a blind person sees. Like, you know what? Don't need my eyes. I got it. I see even better without them. I don't need to actually look at that. So, no thanks. I feel like more people, maybe we could become like a blind cavefish of news where we just sit there like a little catfish trolling the bottom of some cave.
Oh, like the billion, the even deeper sea that they found. 2020 is not the year to find that, but okay.
Oh, they got one of them? Oh, it probably just opened up. It probably wasn't there before. Like, it was the chamber that opened up when we unlocked that level in, like, the end of the world. We're like,
is this Mario?
Cool.
It's end of the world Mario Brothers. Like, boom, 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 boom.
Yep.
Not as adorable, but
unlocking boss levels and stuff, like, all over the place, too. It's like, you guys are good at this game. Like, yeah, right. Watch this.
Ha! Next level! Ha! Little dinosaur frogs.
Put in the disco code. This is lit! Everything's rainbows.
Rainbows!
Fucking rainbows, dude.
I've got, you know, there are some people that I know from high school, and, you know, their evidence is compelling over the scientists and experts about how
I
should
think. Well, obviously they know better because we went to high school with them. That's why they know better.
Oh, you're right. See, I hadn't put the two together for
myself.
That's
what qualifies them. You're in their feed, and also they commented on stuff. So
you're right. I know. I had to tell someone today. I went on somebody else's, and they're just trolling. And I was like, you know, I feel like you're looking for this. So I think something about what we're saying intrigues you. Would you like to talk about it? And you know, he didn't say anything after that. Oh, because you don't actually want to talk. And I said, and he was like, "We'll see. Come November 2020." And I'm just like, I hadn't.
Oh.
I did misplace my calendar. Thank you for the reminder.
Yeah.
I didn't because it's in my phone. I was being a real bish,
like,
low-key.
I remember the one you're talking about, and if I were to respond, which that's why I didn't, it would be along the lines of, we were going to see in 2018, right? And see how that went, you douchebags.
That was like, fun.
Like, stick a finger in the air and see which way the wind is blowing every now and then, because these fantasies, like, that's all they are.
It is. It's such a, like, it's a mind bomb. My favorite one that they've come up with now is like, you're the sheep. Oh. Oh, well, thank you. I hadn't realized that I was the whole problem. You're right. I should just open my mind. If only I could see as clearly as you, anything else that you write on Facebook is your open journal about how you don't know what you're doing in life. But now you've really got it dialed in.
Yeah, I mean, what lays that groundwork is the Minority Report murder echo phenomenon that was the Obama presidency. We've gone over this a little bit before, but the big component of that was the they had near a decade, because that's how long Obama was president, was like 7 years or something like that. I don't know.
It was either 7 or 9. I can't remember.
I only
remember.
Know how to count up to 7 because that's how many fingers I got.
Yeah, so, fireworks.
That's all I got. 4th of July. For 8 years, they were laying the groundwork of fanning the flames, mm-hmm. making their own base, making the conservative base respond purely to conspiracies and firing them up so that all of their social media and general media was just a big dumpster fire of anger and conspiracy and hatred toward the black president. And it was a lot because easy for them to not like him because he was black. Like, there's a lot of political stuff, but man, him being black,
That was a game changer for them.
Yeah. That was the arrow in their quiver. They're like, oh, he's black? Shit, yeah, we got him. So for 8 years, they did that, and they looked like a bunch of sore buttholes that they were, because they actually were. But then their answer to a competent black man who was reelected due to his competency is the most incompetent, unqualified white man ever. And because of their response to the black man for 8 years, now the Democrat or the liberal response to this inconceivably unqualified individual is a mirror image. And from that, they start to spin they're like little mini spires out of that, which is the, like, I'm trying to think of another specific example, but in general, liberals will come up with a meme or even a way to meme. Like, there have been genres of memes and commentary that have cropped up, and you will see that start to pop up in the conservative sphere months to years later, and then with them taking credit for it, using it the same way that opposition happened with Obama, where they unironically tell you what they were and what they've grown from and what was them. Like,
what was
for a long
them?
Time. What is them? What are they?
What is they?
What is am?
What is am? That's the one.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's just, you know, as fun as this ride has been, you know, taking someone with such business prowess.
Such
in
acumen.
New York. Yeah,
the
yeah.
The sheer acumen of it all.
Oh.
Serious. Surely this is no normal acumen.
I just, it's no the fragility. We talked about your fragility earlier, but his, like, one of my favorite memes that I saw a couple weeks ago was, they're like, and we were worried about a woman acting emotionally and impulsively in office.
Well, dodged a bullet there.
We sure did. But hey, we needed a dash of racism. And by a dash, I mean the whole recipe is just racism.
The aforementioned...
Jason, can you prove to me where he's a racist? I just need you to prove that to me.
And then your brain explodes. There's got to be
a name for
that. And
then your brain explodes. That's where I literally am just like, it's one of my favorite things right now is where somebody says something so misguided and so willfully ignorant that my brain literally does this like I was just tased, and I was just like,
it goes into like sucking its thumb, like in the corner, yes. Little child mode, where it's just like,
and then it's like, no, I'm not gonna do the mental heavy lifting for you, and it doesn't matter what I say. Excuse me. That was also a burp, which is just as useful when talking to these types.
That's how I feel too.
Because they're like, you could say anything. Like, well, this and well that. I'm not gonna waste my life.
No, it's
I can't.
Like that's a weird. Like it's like a natural. It's like the will you tell the wind to stop blowing, the sun to stop shining? Such as mango. That's like one of those things where mm-hmm. it's like a natural mechanical thing that allows them to continue on because
it's a survival mechanism.
They're so far away. Like people say, like engage, conversate, but then the side is so far away.
Unnaturally,
because I guess they've actually been manipulated to be that far. Yes. But they're so far that it does that. Like that's how I feel that more often than not, and that's why usually I think all of us have learned, and I guess it's like shunning a psychopath from an ancient like tribal culture. Eventually, just naturally, no one talks to them anymore, and like that's kind of what we're all doing, I think.
Oh, like, my gosh, it is. Like you try, you get there, you put something out there. They don't have anything to say. They're pouting, and then they just go on posting the same idiot stuff, and you're like, oh, well, you know what? Honestly, you did win. I can't with you.
Yeah, you think this is. Talk about white fragility here. Here I come a swinging. It's like the family separation along the border is bad. What about this family separation?
Oh, we're creating families. One. That's a fun one. And the fun.
There's
like
huge.
I'm not.
Separation.
I'm not creating one with dad. I'm not. I'm just saying like that. I was trying to tell mom. I'm just like mom. The thing is for me is. Dad has worked so hard he has 3 degrees from 3 different universities. He's done so many amazing things and accomplishments in his life to separate himself and to educate himself and to be different. But I don't think he realizes like the rhetoric and the people he's falling in with right now that are just.
Yeah, I guess not.
Just spewing the madness. And it's like. Oh no, Dad, you're sharing and doing and saying the same things that they are. Like you're not, there's no separation from that right now. But we know that. We know he's different, but right now in this way, is he?
We were raised by very good people. We lunched at Bojack's this afternoon. And that was nice. We got political a couple of times, but he pretty much, you know, it's like the mask thing came up and mom was all just like, I think she brought up like, we should just, I don't know why he doesn't wear a mask. And I said, because it'll mess up his makeup.
Good one.
Yeah. And then dad started like, maybe not. And I'm like, no, he should just stop being an asshole about the mask and tell people to wear a mask. End of story. And then it's like, yep. That conversation ended. And that's mostly how it went.
Does sound very warm.
Well, no, we didn't talk about when it did get political. That's how it went. But then the rest of the time, like,
dad's tactic is total avoidance, and mom is like, "Well, nobody fight."
Yeah, well, no, this time mom's got opinions because it's in her wheelhouse, and people start.
It is in her wheelhouse. That's what I've been trying. I'm like, mom, don't you realize that? First of all, dad has always been very forward thinking. Whatever's happening now, not quite sure of that. But mom is from California. Like, she's the, like, I'm like, mom, I know you got it in your fire. I know you got that fire in your belly. I know it. And her popping off on some people about masks, especially working in the medical community. I'm like, yes, mom, yes. Pop off, queen.
Yeah, no. Sit down, douche. It's the same how it went with the inaugural photo. And people came at me, and they had the view from the down low view, because there was the view from like up on top of the monument or something, like some photo up there where you could see how douchebaggy Trump's crowd was.
Right.
And then and then from the stage, when you just like set a camera down, like you just see everyone's head, so it just looks like a nice thick head of hair anyway.
Mm-hmm.
There's friends coming at me on Facebook about that, and I was like, yeah, you're talking about visual perspective. Let me explain something to you. Sit down. And then I proceeded to school them. And that's how that went.
I was class, Jason.
And that's all that was. I think I used an analogy of, you know, how you look down in the shower and all you see is a belly, but you know your penis is there. Same deal, motherfucker, unless you don't have a dick.
Unless you don't, and then you're a woman.
You have to either have to admit that you're wrong, or that you're a woman, a filthy, weak.
No.
Black.
No. Still no. It's all still no.
Woman. You didn't have to finish it, Uncle Santa. We knew where it was heading. Well, I wanted to.
No, that's what I'm here for.
Want to finish it like I'm going to finish these pork chops and then whoop on you.
Uh-oh. This may have been the worst of what we've created.
Okay, what color you are? I would prefer that you weren't white, but okay, that's enough.
Okay.
Shut it down. Turn
Uncle
off.
Santa.
I think he's a cyborg. Look for the
My favorite thing right now is for all of the reasons that they were able to infiltrate the Tulsa rally and make it such a flop. And one of the craziest memes afterwards was him when he was walking with his tie untied and just it's like, oh, so the 100,000 people that died didn't defeat you. It didn't break you down. This is what broke you down, and you had to publicly pout about it because this is what matters.
He wasn't holding a data sheet that he had been studying on the flight over. He was holding a MAGA hat.
Yeah.
So that's an indication of where his head literally was at.
The drama.
Oh, man. And then afterward, they're like, I like how now they're like, liberals are trying to tank Trump's next rally. I'm like, that's not tanking. That's just RSVPing to a bullshit invitation that you don't have to pay for because it's weak AF. And then you know what? Trump's fans are free to show up. They will let them in because barely any of them will show up. So anyone who shows up will be allowed in.
Yeah.
So no, we're not tanking it. We're just showing it for the douche fest.
If there was enough for an overflow, then plenty of people could have gone.
Oh, man. There was that Tulsa, that overflow crowd. They busted it up quick because it's like, oh, shit, only like 1/100th of the people
We expected
came.
Not even close.
Like some crazy order of magnitude fewer people. It was crazy.
Yeah. It was like 6,000 people or something.
That was gratifying. And it seems like it's just getting worse. I don't know how.
Well, yeah, now he's threatening to take down TikTok for off the app store and stuff. And it's like, now what's happening to our freedoms there again?
I'm not opposed to that personally. TikTok.
Okay, whether you're opposed to it or not, it still is freedom.
I don't know. There are companies that I think we're already not doing. Like Chinese companies, that's actually not freedom when you're talking to China. That's why it's a gray area.
Yeah, but that's not why he's doing it.
No, I'm not saying his motivations are good or bad.
Yeah, exactly.
But that is an intersectionality where I'm not going to get mad that that's happening. So,
nobody liked your videos, so.
What?
They didn't like your videos on TikTok, and now you're pouty about it.
They didn't? No, I don't even have a TikTok account.
I know, Jason, I know.
No, I'm just clarifying for the listeners.
Oh. If my joke wasn't obvious enough, are you kidding? Are you kidding? Gold.
I didn't know you were talking about TikTok at first, so. Obviously, the joke wasn't very as obvious as you obviously thought it obvious.
I know, obviously.
Okay.
I can admit when I'm wrong.
Then please stop being wrong so often, because I don't like...
I thought I was wrong one time, but turns out I was wrong.
You know what? That was my mistake. All right, this episode is getting to an hour, and obviously running out of gas, and it's...
Oh, I have plenty of gas. I had a soda earlier.
Oh, geez. Someone's
I had the bubbles, you know?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, goodness. Yep. Well, oh, goodness. I am just one of those wild Karens.
Yes, out of control.
Did you see the one at Home Depot?
I don't know.
Oh, sweet mother of goodness. She was popping up. First of all, she took her mask off, and someone was like, you need to put your mask back on. And she's like, I fucking don't. And then she had the phone case in front of her face, like, the whole time. Like, instead of,
the half-maskers, the people, because I've seen a couple of, not that one, I don't think, but there have been a cut, like, there was some, I don't know, maybe that was the one I heard, I don't know.
No, well, she had it halfway down, and then the lady, someone called her out about it, and she took the whole thing off. And then she was using her phone case to cover her face the whole time, so the lady couldn't get a photo or, like, video of her, because she's videoing the video or whatever. And she's like... And the lady without the mask was like, I'll cough on you and all this stuff. And it's like, are you kidding me? And then she started saying, like, white power. And then she was like, yeah, I'm a white woman. I can get away with anything. You can't do anything to me. I'm just like, oh, my God.
Do you think that somewhere in the, segregation or all the, in the slave times, there was, like, is there a crossover where there was a power company called white power? before.
Like
that,
like their last name was just White, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like Tom White or something like that, and his sons. It's like, you know, they just ran a power.
Yeah, they probably had to do a little bit of a shift there.
Maybe, you know, like people, like the same way Dixie Chicks are now just the Chicks. You know, it's the same way. So like,
did they do that
years ago or stuff? Yeah, that's an example of, and then like Lady Antebellum is now just Lady or something.
Lady
L. Lady L.
La.
But now everyone's pointing out, it's like, you know what, that's gender specific, which I take exception to.
Jason, you're not even mad about that.
No, I'm not. Other people are.
Jason's yes, I am.
Keep on neutering your name more. I just think it's hilarious. That's just funny to me. I don't even know what kind of music they
could just be
play.
L.
Yeah, just L. And then it's like, that is racist.
Because then
Mexicans.
When you get up on stage, you can be like, welcome to L.
L what? Says the Spanish speaker.
No, hell, like, or whatever.
It's like, would you continue speaking? It's rude of you to stop at the beginning of a sentence.
Patron.
L's on first.
Who's on second? Oh, no, we're canceling that.
Canceled. I think that joke is part of speechist. So.
Well, I do it again.
Yeah.
Well, and it's not much, which is all I have.
Same here.
I'll pinch it off. I have to fart so bad.
Oh, Jesus. 3, 2, 1.
And I. Oh.